And it's time to catch up with what's happening in Cowal with the returning man. Good morning, Alan.
Oh, good morning, Keith.
How was the break?
Well, it's good, thanks. Yeah, and thanks also to Jasmine for filling in. I'm trying to convince her that she can do it a bit more often, but we'll see how we go.
We'll see how that does turn out, and she's more than welcome back anytime, as are you. And what's happening with AGM season?
Well, there's quite a few AGMs on the next week or so. The first one is Thursday night, tomorrow night. The swimming club have got their AGM in the commercial hotel, the little dining room, or the old dining room, at 6:30 p.m. for the swimming club. The following morning, up at the school, 9:45 a.m., it's the management committee for the swimming pool. I think that's the word for it. I'm not exactly sure what the right name is, but that's what that's on. So if you're involved in that, you'll know. And then a week today, there'll be the Franklin Harbour Community Development Group AGM. They're meeting at the community or / men's shed on Story Road at 7 p.m. at night.
Plenty of AGMs going on there. And what about the library? I hear that it's closing over the holidays.
Yes, they are closing over the holidays, or so it says. Apparently some renovations going on there somewhere. They'll be closed for September the 23rd through to October the 12th. So that's most of the school holidays, I think, they'll be closed.
I think that's pretty much covered it. And I understand that there's a plant seed exchange happening.
This also, I think, is originated from the library. But they're actually going down to the Commercial Hotel Beer Garden on Tuesday the 21st, 10:30 in the morning, for a seed and plant exchange. I'm pretty sure they've had something like this before. I did read somewhere that they're going to have someone to talk about honey and bees. I guess that goes together. I'm not sure which one comes first, but, you know, the bees and then the honey, I suppose. So there's going to be someone to talk about that.
Well, it also makes sense to have a discussion about seeds in a garden as well. I see what they did there. Very impressive. Mm. And summer markets coming up.
Absolutely, yes. The Cowal Lions have summer markets every year. The first one for this summer, or spring, I suppose it will be then, but for this season is Sunday the 3rd in the main street. The street gets closed off and stalls get set up here, there and everywhere. Usually commences about 9 o'clock and hopefully we'll get the normal range of stalls of all shapes and sizes, and you can have breakfast there if you want to. The Lions will be cooking bacon and eggs and hamburgers and sausages and all that sort of stuff in the morning.
And just finally, what's happening with the Cowal Wellbeing Group?
Well, they're going to produce a calendar for next year, by all accounts. It's for 2022, obviously. They're actually asking you to put in photos. Now, I would assume they would like photos of something around Cowal, but I guess it'll be up to the committee who are will vet what goes on. I think the Post Office or Australia Post are actually have some sort of tie-up with this in a sponsorship. So if you want more details, you could probably ask at the Post Office or to see Erin King. Erin's one of the main drivers of the Cowal Wellbeing Group. And I presume that all the proceeds will go to the group, the proceeds from the sale of the calendar, they just go to the group. So any budding photographers out there, if you see a photo of something, there's been really good shots of the harbour at sunrise and this sort of thing, so and some good drone shots of the new marina that's going to be eventually built, we hope. So there's some good stuff there, so I don't know exactly what criteria they've got to put on the calendar, but obviously Erin will help you out with that.
Absolutely, she will. Plenty going on in Cowal, as always. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll chat again next month.
Thanks, Keith. Yeah, well, I'll see what Jasmine's doing. It'll be me or her or someone else. You never know.